Joshua chapter 6, verses 15 through 23. Hallelujah. Ready to hear from the Lord. Let us see this. On the seventh day, they got up at daybreak. At daybreak. How many of you are up at daybreak today? You know what time the Lord got me up this morning? 2 a.m. 2 a.m. Oftentimes he lets me go back to sleep. Not this morning, praise the Lord. All right. On the seventh day, they got up at daybreak and marched around the city seven times in the same manner, except that on that day they circled the city seven times. The seventh time around, when the priest sounded the trumpet blast, Joshua commanded the people, "Shout, for the Lord has given you the city. The city and all that is in it are to be devoted to the Lord. Only Rahab, the prostitute, and all who are with her in her house are to be spared because she hid the spies we sent. But keep away from the devoted things so that you will not bring your own destruction." Let me say that again. "So that you will not bring your own destruction by taking any of them. Otherwise, you will make the camp of Israel liable to destruction and bring trouble on it. All the silver and gold and the articles of bronze and iron are sacred to the Lord and must go into the treasury." When the trumpet sounded, the people shouted. And at the sound of the trumpet, when the people gave a loud shout, the wall collapsed. So every man charged straight in, and they took the city. They devoted the city to the Lord and destroyed it with a sword, every living thing in it, men and women, young and old, sheep and donkeys. And Joshua said to the two men who had spied out the land, "Go into the prostitute's house and bring her out and all who belong to her in accordance with your oath to her." So the young men who had done the spying went in and brought out Rahab, her father and mother and brothers and all who belonged to her. They brought out her entire family and put them in a place outside the camp of Israel. Lord, I thank you for your word. Lord, I thank you that it is a living word, Lord, that you speak to us today, Lord, where two or three are gathered in your name, and we gather in your name this morning, Lord, that you are right here among us, Lord, that you set the captive free, Lord, that you set the lame to dancing, Lord, that you restore the sight to the blind, Lord, that you would speak to us this morning, Lord, that we might come to understand, Lord, how we might find victory in our lives, Lord, how we might move into success, Lord, in our lives. We see nothing but loss going on around us as we see all the challenges, Lord, that go on about us, Lord, that you have a better plan for us, Lord, that you meet us in this place, and we give you praise. Ask all these things in Jesus' name. And everyone said?
Amen.
Well, aren't you glad to be here this morning?
Yes.
Taking the land is the topic, is the title of our series. And we come to the first great challenge. I mean, they're in the land. Crossing the Jordan, I would imagine, would be a pretty big challenge. Amen?
Amen.
But now they're in the land. So this is the first big challenge in the land. Now, we talked about circumcision the whole nation of Israel. Now, how many of you think some of the men might have saw that circumcision as an incredible challenge? Amen. Okay, but still, I'm still saying Jericho, right? The first big, massive challenge as they are taking the land. And the Lord said, march around the city one time a day for 6 days, and on the seventh day, march around it seven times, blow the trumpet, shout, and you will experience victory. The title of today's message is A Recipe for Success. God's recipe for success. I want to pick something we could tie into. You guys got recipes, right? I don't have that many recipes. I have one 30-year-old recipe that I got out of a cookbook, and it is soy ginger marinade. What? Oh, girl. You do not know what you're missing. Now, in this is soy sauce, ginger, sherry, like a couple tablespoons of sherry, maybe some like seasoned rice vinegar, some brown sugar or honey, either one, a couple tablespoons of oil, I think. And I kind of remember the ingredients, but I don't really remember the quantities. You guys got any recipes you're a little fuzzy on? I'll tell you what, you want to get the recipe right so that it tastes good, amen? Amen. Now, what the Lord is talking about, a recipe for success. And he gives the Israelites a recipe for the victory in Jericho. And he spells it out in minute detail. And as we read and as we read, they do find that victory. Amen? Amen. The Lord would have you find victory in your life. He would give us a recipe for success. And as we take a look at God's recipe, we find out that for him to work out his plan, my wife is going up to L.A. today. Who knows? Maybe I'll have soy ginger marinade tonight. For it to come out right, I got to do it right. And I'm messing with my stuff. And the plan of God, the plan for your success, the recipe for your success, God is going to accomplish. We're going to see that in the Israelites as he builds a people, takes a land, and prepares a witness. Okay? He's still doing that. He's still building a people. Do you think we might take City Heights for the Lord? Amen. And Timothy, I appreciate your testimony this morning. As a witness would go out with a box of food and the message of the gospel would go out. And I tell you what, the enemy doesn't like it. Because I tell you what, we got all kinds of interest in the gospel during the week and it tends to wane on the weekend. I'll tell you what, you got to fight to get here. Amen. Can I get a witness on that, please? See, to find success, you get the recipe of God and some stuff's got to go in. And for us to find victory, some stuff's got to come out. Amen? Amen? Amen. We're going to take a look at a recipe for success. Number one, they're getting ready to go into Jericho, right? I mean, they done crossed the Jordan. They made themselves holy. They consecrated themselves. They crossed the Jordan. They circumcised themselves. And I got to think, you know, he's going, hey, we're going to take. And all of a sudden, he sees this guy. Check it out. Now, when Joshua was near Jericho, probably flying high, feeling good, got the crew ready to take the land, he looked up and he saw a man standing in front of him with a drawn sword. Now, I don't care where you're at. I got to think that's a little bit challenging. Yeah? Right? It'd be like today, there's a guy standing in front of you with a machine gun. Right? Oh, where did you come from? Now, the other thing, Joshua's got to have guards all over the place. He's the head of 2-3 million people. He's got to have the crew. And this guy runs right through the middle of it all, right? Joshua went up to him and asked, are you for us or for our enemies? Neither, he replied, but as commander of the army of the Lord, I have now come. I'll tell you what. I'd want to get on his good side. Amen? I'll tell you what, in our lives, we need to line up on the Lord. You know? And however lined up you are in the Lord, you can get a little bit more lined. Amen? You get a clearer focus. The commander of the army of the Lord reveals himself to Joshua. He makes a move, right? It wasn't like Joshua was going to go find him. And he had to take effort, right? I'm thinking of Jesus. Is Jesus just kind of popped through the locked doors and appeared to all the disciples, right? I'm thinking something like that. Because I don't see how this guy navigates all the guards and all that stuff to get through. And he reveals himself because he has a message for Joshua. And I believe that the Lord would have a message for us this morning. Amen? He would have a recipe for success. And he would, say, here's some stuff that you can put into your life that's going to help you out. And for some of us, he might say, and there's a couple of things you might lose that are going to help you out. Amen? Joshua asked the appropriate question, an obvious question. Are you for us or for them? Who are you fighting for? And he assumes there's only two options. He says, I'm not for either one of you guys. I'm for the Lord. You want to line up on the Lord, you can be with us. You can fight with us. Because I'm in charge of the army of the Lord, and we fight for the Lord all the time. A third option. We're for the Lord. My question for you this morning is, who are you for? So many of us come to church and thinking, oh, I'm hoping I can get the Lord to be on my side. The Lord is always on his side, folks. The question is, whose side are you on? Amen? Because we're talking about a recipe for success. All right. Joshua makes a reasonable response. He fell face down. Oh, man. The army of the Lord. I'm humbled here. He falls face down in reverence and asks him, what message does my Lord, he's talking to him, not God, right? Small, not caps all there. What message do you have for me, he says. And the commander of the Lord's army says, take off your shoes. Because this is holy ground. Now, I think Joshua's experiencing a radical change in his priorities at this moment. Prior to this, I think he's thinking pretty good. Seeing the guy walk up with a sword, obviously he's an angelic kind of guy. He says, this is a God thing here. You've come to help us out. Now, and he falls on his face, right? And you kind of get this Moses kind of thing going on, right? You know, the whole shoes and the holy and all that kind of stuff. And he's on his face. He says, do you have a message for me? And he says, take off your shoes. And I'm wondering, what's the problem with the shoes? Maybe you're wondering, what's up with the shoes? Because he's on dirt. It's not the dirt where he's on. God will handle the dirt where you're at. But see, as we're walking through our lives, we grab all kinds of stuff. Right? And sometimes we're not even aware of what we're dragging around with ourselves. Am I talking to anybody here? And he says, you got stuff on those shoes you don't even know about. Don't be taking that into the holy place. These are some 12 and a halves here from my son. Your son has the same kind, right? They have a name, right? There's no words on this. They're just diagrams. You know what these are called? Expensive, yes. Because the boys went out together and they each scored a pair. Joe's got a shoe thing. Josh has got a shoe thing. And so they're each wearing these new shoes, brand new, fresh out the box, right? And they're going to go to school. And I tell Joe, hey, take this thing into the backyard. Hurry up, do it quite quick before you go to school. And he comes back in. And unknown to him, he has come across a little jewel left by our dog. And he is leaving jewel tracings throughout the house. Well, his mother became aware. And she sounded just like the commander of the Lord. Get them shoes off! This ain't holy ground, but it used to be a whole lot cleaner than it is now. And then Joe was disgusted. These are my new... I don't even know the name of them. There's not even... I don't know. Oh, yeah. They can't even use creative recreation, and all the R's are backwards. Come on. There's some stuff that we are carrying around with us that is offensive to God. We don't even know we're carrying it around. The commander of the army of the Lord came and told Joshua, you want to know how to line further up on him? You can ask him for a message. Lord, let me know. What is offensive to you? You know why we can ask? because he's got a recipe for our success. And there's some things you and there's some things you've got to take out. Amen? All right, point number two, the guidelines for success. God promises victory. Do you think God wants your victory? Do you think God wants you to win? Amen. More than that, or what is necessary for you to win is for you to become like him. And you're going to have to put some stuff in and take some things out. Now, Jericho was tightly shut up because of the Israelites. They were freaking out. And more because of the presence of God than the Israelites themselves. No one went out. No one came in. And the Lord said to Joshua, see, I have delivered Jericho into your hands along with its king and along with its fighting men. God promises victory. And what they have done in Jericho is they have prepared for a siege. They have shut the walls, grabbed all the farmers and everybody that was around the city that would take care and bring food for the city, brought everybody inside, all the food, they got water, they're ready to be locked down for an extended siege. Nobody's coming in, nobody's going out. Close the gates, get the army ready, get the water ready, get everything ready. And I tell you what, sometimes the victory of the Lord does not look like a victory. Sometimes the victory of the Lord looks like an incredible challenge. See Roki at 300 pounds? That's a challenge. What are you at today, bro? 216? Oh, that boggles my mind. Sometimes it doesn't look like victory. It just looks like a big challenge. Message from the Lord today. I think the victory of the Lord is always looking like a challenge. Because if it don't look like a challenge, you can do it on your own. You don't need the Lord for that. If you're going to find success, you're going to need a new program. You're going to need a new recipe for life. And that's what we're talking about today. That's what we're going to learn from Joshua. That's what we're going to learn about taking the land. We can take our land. Amen? Second point, God's ways are different than ours. Have you discovered that to be true? Oh, yeah, my ways are not your ways. My ways are higher, he says. He says, march around the city once with all the armed men. Do this for 6 days. Have seven priests carry trumpets of ram's horns in front of the ark, and on the seventh they march around the city seven times. They would have probably lapped it. I mean, there are so many people, they would have been arm to arm around the city. When you hear the priests sound a long blast on the trumpets, have all the people give a loud shout, and then the wall of the city will collapse, and the people will go up, every man straight in. This is not a tactic you are going to learn at West Point. You know, realistically, there's three ways to get in that city. You can go over the wall, you can go under the wall, you can go through the wall. You can kind of fool them like with a Trojan horse and try and finagle your way in. But realistically, over, under, or through. Blowing the trumpets and shouting, I think this is the first time. God's victories are accomplished God's ways. Amen. And oftentimes those victories look, or those ways look, quite different than what we are used to. The Lord would speak to our hearts. March around the wall seven times. Really? Seven times. Really? Got other things. Love your neighbor as yourself. Really? Have you seen my neighbor? Do not become drunk with wine. Are you joking with me today, Pastor? Really? Do not look at a woman with lust in your heart. Really? Love your wife as your own body. Really? The Bible is filled with all kinds. If a man does not work, he shall not eat. Really? All kinds of I could go on and on and on. All kinds of precepts in this word are different than what we are used to. That is why the Lord gives us a new recipe. And Joshua is buying into it. Bible says, not only does he get up, he gets up early. Joshua is fired up. Something that we can add into the recipe of success. a fervency for God. And I'm wondering, do you have that? What is your fervency for? The fervency for the Chargers has passed. But Juan, can I get a witness? The Padres are coming. Amen? Look, he's even got a Padre shirt. Praise the Lord. I tell Scott, who is an East Coast fan, Padres are in first place until the game starts. Then we got to start working. Fervency. Do you have it for the Lord? You know who's got some fervency? Roki's got some fervency. And you know what? You can tell. He looks like it. He wears his fervency. And you know what? It's not just about eating rice. Last weekend, Scott and Roki and Aaron went up and they spent the whole weekend at camp with the youth. They were fervent. And you could see it in their behavior. You can see Timothy. Timothy is working with several of the other leaders in putting together this chariot ministry thing. Did you see some fervency as he was talking about that? Ann came in. Ann's been teaching her preschool classes on Wednesday night. She says, you know what? 2 weeks she's been teaching. She's already painted her class and bought stuff and put them all over the walls. There's a fervency. And you know what? Scott, you had a good time at that camp? And you having a good time in your class? Timothy, you're getting blessed delivering that food? I'll tell you what. The recipe of the Lord is a recipe for success. And there's some stuff you add in, and there's some stuff you take out. And the Lord will speak to each one of us and let us know which is which. Amen? Amen. All right. Last thing. Walls fall down. God's people experience victory. God's people experience the victory. When the trumpet sounded, the people shouted, and at the sound of the trumpet, when the people gave a loud shout, the wall collapsed. Whoa! Look at that. Can I get a witness? The wall collapsed, so every man charged straight in, and they took the city. They devoted the city to the Lord and destroyed with the sword every living thing in it. Men, women, young, and old, cattle, sheep, and donkeys. A bit of a challenge, amen? God performs a miracle. The walls of Jericho fall down. Can you really believe that? Can you really believe that? Well, incredibly enough, in 1997, the walls of Jericho have been found. And you know, you think about... And they're broken down, and they're burned. And the Bible tells us they burned the city. They took the gold, the silver, the iron, and the bronze. Why? Because you can't burn it. So they said, I want to get you messed up. We'll take that and put in the treasure of the Lord. Keep you pure, right? Now you're thinking, oh, yeah, right. There's a reasonable explanation. Earthquake. And they took a look at the walls, and the walls are incredibly demolished, except for one small chunk on the north side. You think, wow, what's up with that? Remember when I read at the beginning? They had to go save Rahab, right? And Rahab's house was where? In the wall. So if Rahab's house fell down, they'd be dead. How are they going to find them, right? How could Joshua say to the two spies, go to Rahab's house and bring her out and everybody is with her? Because there had to be a portion of the wall standing. And the only part left. I'm surmising. But if God's going to leave any part of that wall standing, it's going to be Rahab's house. Be pretty easy to find her, right? Hey, guys, it's the only part left standing. Go get her. Bring her out. I'm sure the Lord left some stairs up there, too. Because he's like that. Amen? Amen? God gives us a recipe for success, and it's a recipe that we can believe. Amen? The victory has its challenges, though. They killed every living thing in Jericho. And we got to ask ourselves, God, why? Why are you telling them to kill everything? I have an answer for you this morning. from the book of Deuteronomy. As the Lord tells them, as they are preparing to go into the land, he tells them what they got to do. He says, Deuteronomy chapter 7, verses 1 through 4, when the Lord your God brings you into the land you are entering to possess and drives out before you many nations, and when the Lord your God has delivered them over to you and you have defeated them, then you must destroy them totally. And I'm sure they said, totally? And he said, totally. Let me tell you why, he says. He says, don't make a treaty with them. Don't show them any mercy. Don't intermarry with them. Do not give your daughters to their sons or take their daughters for your sons, for they will turn your sons away from following me to serve other gods. And the Lord's anger will burn against you, and he will quickly destroy you. He's saying there is no way that you will find success if you spare anybody from that. And God's victory is not just for today, folks. God's victory is for tomorrow, for next month, next year, 5 years from now, for when Rocky's looking 17 years old again. See, God's recipe for success is eternal success. And he doesn't want to see you derailed next month, next year, ever, or your kids. And what we get from this is God's sentiment about sin. He don't like it. He doesn't like what it can do to you. It will destroy you. Evil and sin is a real threat to the success of the people of the Lord. Sin is something to be destroyed and avoided. And in God's recipe for success, sin is one of the things that he'll want you to remove. Amen? And specifically here, he's talking about people who derail your relationship with God. You know somebody who's been derailed in their life with the Lord? Perhaps you have had the opportunity to be derailed in your life by some person, and you've had to put that person away. You know what I'm talking about. The Lord says there are evil people that are around you that will destroy you. You got to take them out of the mix. You got to make some choices. You going to have me or are you going to have them? This is a challenge as well. Defeat is always a concern. Verses 18 and 19. He says, keep away from the devoted things so that you will not bring about your own destruction by taking any of them. The stuff that's devoted, the stuff that's going to be destroyed. I mean, I'll tell you what, man. The way that they did it before is you would take a city, you'd take all the women, you'd kill all the men. You take the kids, make them slaves. You take the women, make them prostitutes, your wives. You take the animals, because animals had great wealth. I mean, they were valuable. The whole flock of cows or sheep or goats or whatever. I mean, that was money, right? And so there would be a great temptation. Oh, I just take a little bit. He's saying, don't take any of that stuff, or you'll make yourselves liable to destruction. Otherwise, you will make the camp of Israel liable to destruction and bring trouble on it. All the silver, the gold, the articles of bronze and iron are sacred to the Lord and must go into his treasury. See, in the midst of victory, you can still find defeat. Maybe not today. Maybe not next week. But there's some stuff that you can do today that is going to begin to undermine and erode your witness and your testimony and your relationship with the Lord. And you will eventually fail. And the Lord says, I desperately don't want to have that happen to you. I desperately don't want that to happen to my people. And we see that in the case of Israel. We're in chapter 6. You can read chapter 7, and it is the the attack of the city called Ai. Now, they had just defeated Jericho, which was the big city. I mean, if you want a little comparison, Jericho would be like San Diego, and Ai would be like Escondido. Okay, you get the scale going there? Can I get a witness, please?
Amen.
Thank you. Okay. San Diego, Jericho, Ai, Escondido, right? So they just taken San Diego. They're going, woohoo! And then they said, Ai's next, Escondido's next. And they say, you know what? We don't need that many guys for Escondido. It is nothing. Just send a few people. And they get whooped on. They 36, 39 guys get killed. And Joshua falls before the Lord and says, what has happened? And he says, one of your guys took some of the stuff. A guy named Achan from Joshua's own tribe. And they drew lots, and it came out of Joshua, and they went through the clans and the tribes and the families, and it came out to this guy. And what he had done is he had taken some gold, and he had taken some silver, and he hid it under his tent. He had a Babylonian robe as well. Where are you going to wear a Babylonian robe? Where'd you get that? From Jericho? Come on. I mean, the silver and gold, you melt down, you know, but it's a Babylonian robe. They take it and his family, his animals, his dogs, pets, everything, kill everybody, burn it all up, and they go destroy Ai. Recipe of God. See, there's some stuff that we can pick up. There can be some stuff that you're hiding at home. There can be some things you've got hidden under your bed that you've got going on that you're trying to conceal that will lead to your destruction. And can lead to the destruction of your family and the kids and all that kind of stuff. And it is so easy to pick up. I got an email. I get these emails. You guys, when you get spam emails, you go to the thing that says, you know, take me off the list.
Yeah.
You do that? Who said that? You did that? Yeah, I do that all the time. Well, I've been getting these emails from Leslie Clingston. And I have been wary to open those. And so finally, I've been getting enough of them, and I'm like, okay, I'm going to turn this in as spam. I'm going to do something. And I open it, and I found out that Leslie is not a nice girl. I mean, I didn't even see the whole screen open. I knew she was not a nice girl. I closed that right up. But I tell you what, I got another email from Leslie. I know what's in there. I got to keep my distance from that. Because I can start. I showed Lisa. I said, hey, you see this? Look at this. We didn't open it. I said, look, I just get these things, you know. And it's good to tell someone.
Amen.
You can get strength, you get power, get accountability. But I tell you what, you also got to not pick some things up. See, on the recipe for success, God's going to give you some stuff to put in. And Leslie's one of the things he's going to say, you need to just get her out of your recipe because there ain't no success with her in the middle of it. Now, my question for you today is, how's your recipe doing? What do you need to add in and what do you need to take out? What do you need to put in? You know what I notice in Joshua is a fervency for God. Then I just don't have enough time to put anything. Get up early like Joshua did. Get a little focus. Get up early in the morning. Message came to Joshua from the Lord. He was ready to respond. Are you ready to respond? It's like, oh, Lord, that sounds kind of hard. Seven times? I don't know.
Can we take a break halfway? Is there water? I like bottled water. Are you looking to hear from God? You can hear from him. You open this book. See, this is something you can add in. I'll tell you what, I was thoroughly blessed by Pastor Paul's opening prayer this morning. Some of you did not hear it. I'll tell you what, one thing you could add in is getting to church on time. My wife says, amen. Yeah, get up, man. I got up at 2. I made it to church on time. If we got to get up at 2, get up at 2. Right? But I tell you what, if you heard his prayer, guess what that prayer sounded like? It sounded like somebody who knows how to pray. I don't think it was his first time at the rodeo up here going, oh, I don't know if I can pray. No, man, you want a recipe for success? You can put the word in and you can put some prayer in. Amen? You know what else you can put in? You can put some time in right here. You can hang out with the people of God, fellowshipping with people. Because I'll tell you what, they'll tell you some problems with your recipe. Whoa! You get some problems there. Get some input. Put some input. Put some word. Put some prayer. That's a recipe for success. Amen? Maybe there are some things you just need to take out. Oh, don't get to that part. There could be some people around you that are just dangerous. You know, I would wager. I don't wager. I guess I wouldn't wager. But I gotta say it like I would bet. Here we go. I am confident that there are some people that are not here this morning that wanted to be here, that would have been here, except they got some dangerous people around them. They've got some people around them that are eroding their relationship with the Lord. And you know, the Lord would say, time to make a change. And they would go, oh my. Oh yeah, okay. You can choose this dangerous person over the Lord. Remember, commander of the army of the Lord? Are you with us or them? He said, I'm for the Lord, man. You want to line up on the Lord, you can fight with me. Right? And so as you say, oh, well, you know, how am I going to make rent? Oh, I can't make rent. I'm going to put up with this drug-using, manipulating, abusing person in my life. I'll tell you what, God can make your rent for you. God can come up with another option. You want a recipe for success, you're going to have to ditch that person. There's some things you just got to do. And it can be incredibly terrifying, but you still got to do it. Oh, look here. Relationships end up pulling you away. And you say, wait a minute. How are we going to do what Timothy's talking about? If I can just hang out with righteous, nice people. Well, Jesus helps us out with that. He says, you're supposed to be a light to the lost. Paul says, don't be unequally yoked with an unbeliever. That can be in business, all kinds of things. In your home, in your marriage. Hey, if you got saved and you're already married, okay, that's a different deal. But you don't have to walk into one. You don't have to walk into that relationship. And you make changes in the relationships that you are, and you can grab onto safe relationships. Why? It's a recipe for success. Add some things in, pull some things out. All right? And so when you are delivering food to somebody, you can tell them about the Lord. Hey, you're not trying to fall in love with them. You're seeing that they got a need, and you're trying to bring answers to their situation. That's being a light. That's something incredibly different, right, than counting on someone to make your rent for you. Amen? Amen? There are some things that you might be carrying around that you don't even realize. Whoa! You smell that on you, guy? I can't smell it. I've been walking around all day. Little cloud of jewels. Remember, I used that earlier, yeah. You know, There's some things each person in this room has that they are not aware of that are offensive to God. He would say, you got to remove that stuff out of your life. Yep. Say, if I'm not aware of it, how can I know? Ask God. Amen. You can find it in the Word, find it in prayer, and you can find it from some people around you. Amen? Amen. Lisa, come on up here and play, would you? Let's pray. Lord Jesus, Lord, we got some people here that are liable for destruction. Lord, we got some things going on, Lord, that we are trying. Leslie, coming on by. We got to put some distance there, Lord. We got to get some safety, Lord. And I don't know what your issue is. Maybe you got a gambling thing. Maybe you got a drinking thing. Maybe you got a sex thing. I don't know. But you got something that you're trying to hide at the bottom of your tent, Lord, saying there's no way you're going to find success. Something you got to remove from your life. Maybe you got some stuff that you've just been picking up along the way and don't even realize that it's offensive to God, and right now He is letting you know. Because that's the way my Lord rolls. He'll let you know what you need to change when you come into His house. When two or three are gathered His name, He is right here and He is whispering in your ear. It's that thing. It's that thing. I don't like it. It's offensive to me. Are you going to choose me or that thing? I am praying that the Holy Spirit would just speak to your heart and let you know. Because each of us falls short of the glory of God. But each of us has a remedy. If we would confess our sins, He is faithful and just and will cleanse us all in righteousness. Hallelujah. Maybe you're thinking, what can I add? I'm going to add some more time in prayer. I want to pray like Pastor Paul. I want to be involved in that chariot ministries. I want to put some in where I'm going to serve. I'm going to be able to do something with my life and my witness. I want to put some word into my life. I'm going to get up early, go on the website, and there's a yearly reading program. Recipe for success. Some people got to put something in. Some people got to take something out. Some people got to do both. Lord, I pray, Lord, that You speak to our hearts this morning, Lord, that You would meet us in this place, Lord, that you would pour out understanding to us, Lord, about ourselves, Lord, about that person that we are closest to, Lord. Lord, that You would indeed give us that recipe for success so that we can find newness in our lives, Lord. You're here this morning, and this is less than comfortable. Because you're thinking six, seven, eight things. You're thinking one, two, three things. Something's got to go. It is as if the commander of the army of the Lord is saying, I'm on the Lord's side. Would you care to join me? Because if you're going to join me, Joshua, he said, you got to take your shoes off. And He might be saying something else to you. And in your heart, you might be saying, Lord, I so want to join You. I am willing to surrender that portion of my life, Lord. And I am willing to get up. I'm willing to be fired up for You. I'm willing to fervently go after You and fervently put that away from my life. I'm willing to get up early. I'm willing to do what it takes, Lord. Here I am. Really, Lord, whatever You want, I'll do it happily so. Maybe you're here and the Lord is saying, you need some more of My word. You need some more prayer. I'm going to turn you into something new. I need new information. I need you a new heart. I need you to draw close to Me. I need you to put some good stuff in. Put some more time. Get up. Be to church on time. My question for you this morning, you want a new recipe. Put something in. Take something out. Lord, speaking to your heart this morning. He's just saying, my child, my child, my child. I have such great victory. I have such great success for you. Will you follow Me? Will you be obedient to Me? And as we pause, I'm going to sing in just a moment. We'll be able to sing the goodness of God, be able to meet with him. You want to come up here and pray, you can pray. But right now, the Lord is just speaking to your heart. And he's saying, I have change for you. Something going in, something coming out. Nobody else is looking around, but the Lord's speaking to your heart. And you're just saying, Lord, here I am. I was not aware, and you're speaking to my heart this morning. Lord, I am hearing you. I want to be made new. I want to be transformed. Here I am, Lord. I am your servant. I want to be like Joshua. I want to be fervent for you. I want to be like Roki, Lord. I want to see transformation in my life. If that's you, would you just slide your hand up? I see hands all over the place. Here I am, right here, yeah. Somebody else say, that's me. That's me. There, yeah. Yeah, I see your hand. Anybody else say, that's me. Yeah, I got a new recipe. Yeah, here. There, yes. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We're going to sing. Let just the Lord speak to your hearts as we sing these songs. You want to come up and pray, you can do that. We're going to come up and worship, you can do that. We're going to sing a song or two. That's how we often end our time together. So let's just stand and worship the Lord. Amen. Oh, yeah.
And maybe people are dealing with stealing or unforgiveness and just so many things. It doesn't have to be drugs and drinking, but it may be. But maybe our heart's just not glorifying God. So that we would turn to him, surrender to him, so we can know his victory. Amen? Lord, let us not be fearful and bitter, Lord God, but turn to you and walk in your righteousness and your challenge, your victory.